This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining the show is Odyssey NFL insider Michael Irvin. Every Wednesday at this time with Sean and RJ, insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. You know, we got a game for first place coming up Monday night because you figure, yeah. You figure this will be a game for first place after Washington lose. And this is a big game, and that was a great win last week. We still haven't got it together yet, you know what I mean? And I knew we would need this time to get it together. And I thought the schedule played out right for them to get it together. But yeah, I'm doing great, man. I got something to work with now.
Is it true that Eagles fans are, like, already messing with you through your suits, through your attire?
There's no doubt. No, listen, let me tell you what I told these people. And you know, and I tried to save them. I didn't say who it was that did deliver my suit. But when I called them, I said, let me tell you. I said, man, why would y'all send my suit to Philly? But can't y'all do something? Don't send it through Philly. Those people see this. It's Mike Irvin. Let's just hide this box for a while. Whatever in it. Let's just not let it make it to where it's going. I guarantee you that's what happened. That suit is sitting in New York right now. It got there like Tuesday night. I needed it this Saturday. How's it getting there Tuesday night after I paid you to overnight that suit? Come on, man.
So you had the same suit Sunday and Monday.
And I swear to you guys, listen to this. I swear on my mom's grave, on my dad's grave, I swear to you, when I left work, because I end the show at 10, I used to go back to the hotel, change, get dressed because it's a long plane ride, get all my equipment so I can watch the games on the TV, on the plane. And something said, I swear to you, something said, Michael, don't take this suit off. Hey, it was now get this. Some said, Michael, do not take this suit off. I don't know if that suit has made it. I swear, and I said, okay, I'ma wear it on over. I wore it all the way to New York. I got to New York at my hotel. I said, Where's my suit? I called down and said, can you bring my box up? He said, we have no box. I called my sister. I said, track that suit. He said, the suit's in Philadelphia. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, listen, the last time, let me tell you why I listened this time. I swear that I promise you guys, I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to just tell you. The last time I heard that voice was when it said, don't go to that hotel room tonight.
Oh, no.
Michael. I swear to you, that's the last time I heard that. I said, it's the same voice. I'm keeping this suit on. I'm going to that right? I promise you. I should share, but I promise you that's the Godhead truth. I was like, okay, that's it for that. I'm going to listen every time that voice says something.
Michael Irvin right here on the fan. Hey, did you have that city or like that hotel where you had a food incident or you were warned or fans were messing with you in another city when you're in the team hotel, like the MJ Utah flu-like story? Did you have that in a certain city or a hotel incident with the Cowboys?
Well, no. You go to certain cities and – I mean, I had an issue, but you would not, there was food or anything, but you would have, like, some late night somebody pulling the alarm system,
yeah.
And they have to come over and say, disregard the system. We're turning it off, or shutting it down, and go back to sleep or something. But, you know, after you say that, you're already up. They knew what they were doing. So, yeah, we probably had that happen a couple of times. Probably a couple of times. So, yeah, that's nothing. That's part for the course. We used to do it. When we were at Miami, when Oklahoma came, you know, because we in Miami, we were crazy. We would stay up all night playing cards and everything. So Mel and them, and we knew what hotels those guys were staying in. And when they came to Miami, Mel was like, hey, let's go. Hey, call over there. Waking up, Brian Bosworth, hey, man, you ready for the day? You ready? He used to wake these guys up and mess with them. Bosworth was the coolest guy we've ever done that to. He was like, guys, I know, guys. I'll be there. Can I get a little sleep right now?
Mike, I know that Zeke was on your podcast. What do you say to those? I think it's a good problem to have right now. What do you say to those who are like, hey, man, Tony Pollard should be the guy. He's faster. He's more explosive. Give Tony Pollard more of Zeke's touches after you spoke with Zeke lately on the podcast and the way Pollard performed the other day against the Chargers.
And he does have a burst. He does have a great burst, man. But you got to understand, to play the complete game, you don't want Tony Pollard in that game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't know if Zach would have made it out of that game. Did you not see how they came up the middle of that field, coming to meet Zach, coming to get Dak on blitzes? And Zeke stood up and took that. I have seen, and I was just watching some film, but I have seen many a time. I'm telling you guys, not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, many a time, those backers coming for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the running backs turning it down. Now, turning it down don't mean they get out of the way, but you can tell because they kind of turn sideways, like, don't hurt all my body, and those guys ran through them. They did not run through Zeke. See, this is what we miss. This is what we miss. Because we get caught with what I call eye gazing. There's more parts to playing running back than just running the football. The most important part is protecting that $40 million man, because we know what he looks like. Without him back there, you got nothing. You got nothing. So the most important part, even more important than your running game, is protecting him. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what Zeke does a great job of.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, you know, and I totally get that, because, you know, pass protection's huge. On strictly running plays, though, when you're going to run, is running back by committee something that you think is advantageous for this team?
Well, I think what you do, I think they do what you're doing. You give him some touches. And the more he shows you the kind of game he had, the more he earns more touches. That's just how this thing goes. And then if he starts showing you, hopefully down the road, that, okay, I'm not just running the ball, I'll stand up there, put my body on the line to make sure nobody gets to that, then you start considering all of those things. But right now, you are playing it like you need to play it. Don't fool yourself. Those people aren't stacking the box for Pollard. They're stacking the box for Zeke. They're coming down to stop Zeke because they know. That if you get a running game, if you got a running game, you got a better chance at not making a mistake, a better chance at driving the ball. And that's what the Cowboys have to do. They have to tie these things together. They have to tie in that run game that we saw last week with the pass game that we saw in week one with a turnover defense. A turnover defense. Mm. Like I told Steve A the other day, stop counting yards. Stop counting yards because it ain't yards that win or lose games. It's points. And if you could turn the ball over and give your offense a chance to get more points, then you can win some games.
All right, the Tolos, I'm glad you brought that up. Mike Carvin on the Romeo's Pizza Hotline. The Tolos sent this to us immediately on Monday, and we had a debate over it here on the show. What were you trying to say about this Cowboys defense in this clip from First Take?
No one has more takeaways in the red zone than the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not talking about good defense. This is championship defense. This is how you win championships. Right here, taking the ball away, and that's what the Dallas Cowboys are doing.
Can you clarify whether you believe or not that the Cowboys have a championship defense?
The numbers and what the Cowboys have done in these first two games, if they can continue these numbers, this is what I call a championship defense.
Oh, my God, Michael.
This is what I'm telling you.
Good gosh, Mike.
This is the mistake people have made for years. And I've let some go, so I'm partially to blame because I knew defense needed some notoriety because especially when we were playing, it was all triplets and triples. In the defense, we had top defenses, and they needed some notoriety, so I let it slide. But I cannot bear this anymore. Defense don't win championships. So stop letting people tell
right.
you all that.
Points do.
Stop. Points wins championships. And I don't care if you stop somebody. You got 100 plays and you stop them 99 plays and they slip by for one play and score 7 points. But you ain't put no points on the board. You lose that game. So stopping people, just stopping them, don't mean nothing. Don't mean nothing. You got to stop them from scoring. So if I got a defense that takes the ball away to help you score, takeaway defense is championship defense. It's how you win championships. Let people go up and down the field. Red zone defense is how you win championships. And the Cowboys right now are topping red zone defense takeaways. That's how you win championships. No. We get caught up into what we're seeing. The reality is what it is. It's points, points, points. Not all this other minutia that we talk about.
I know, but that's it makes it sound like you're putting them in the Legion of Boom, Buccaneers,
no.
Ravens class.
He's put them in the Chiefs class. The Chiefs in 2019,
right.
Mike, they were 16th
right.
in yards per game allowed. That's what championship
defense
is.
So a defense that can win a title.
Yes.
Not like a championship all-time.
You're not talking the 2000 Ravens. You're talking
I ain't talking about none of that, man. No. I'm not talking about any of that.
Okay.
I'm not talking about Hey, listen.
Come on. I was like, what?
Stop playing.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
Right.
I'm telling you what it takes to win in this league. And right now, that defense is giving it to you're 100 seconds away from being 2-0. Mm-hmm. 100 seconds away from being 2-0. I can't be mad at that defense.
Just don't hurt the offense as the defense. So, Mike, would you keep Micah at defensive end? So good.
Oh, my God. Now, this is one I got to deal with here. I don't even know how to answer that question. But did you do the numbers? I think when I was studying, I think I saw where he was. His pressure rate was like that 16. He had 16% pressure rate. Last year, the leader on pressure, I think it was T.J. Watt or somebody. Yeah, T.J. Watt at like 18. Second in pressure rate was Aaron Donald at 15. Mm. This kid did a 16 the other day. Let me tell you what I will do. With this. Because same thing that the Giants had. Remember they had that package with Osiyuma Yurja,
yeah.
Tuck, and Michael Strahan. I'm going to call, I don't know, Texas Tornado package, something that's fast, something that's dangerous, but I'm going to move DeMarcus Lawrence inside. I'm going to put Parson on one side and Randy Gregory on the other.
Mm.
And I'm a Texas Tornado. You, whoop, let's go, buddy. I'll put you see what I'm saying? I'm going to use those as packages. as packages to put him in the. Because when I saw the other day him rushing the passer and his first time doing that, it was in the NFL game. That was insane and incredible. And it took me back to that Hard Knocks picture where him and Leighton Van Ness was talking on the sideline, and I kind of paraphrased it. And Leighton said, man, you can't be making – you're going to kill yourself trying to make every play. And he was like, I'm too young to know the difference. That's the kind of attitude we need in the locker room. Don't be trying to tell me to take it easy. Anytime in the game, I believe I can make every play, and I'm going to run around like a wild crazy man. And that's what he was doing Sunday. I was like, oh, my God. That right there can earn him Rookie of the Year if they give him enough snaps at race running after that quarterback.
Never enough time with the playmaker, Michael Irvin, every Wednesday with Sean and RJ on your home of America's team. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week.
Dog, listen, though, man. I've been traveling so much, man. It's the one thing out of it all I must say is I miss listening to you guys. I must say that, man. I really do miss listening to you guys when I'm home in the off season and I get to you every day. So I try to grab you on the road best I can, but it's a little difficult sometimes. But keep up the great work.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. We know our app sucks right now. Thank you. Michael.
he's laughing. Michael.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.